Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Altogether better. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Green Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
At John Thiel Gymnasium, 5 games remaining in the regular season for the Galesburg boys basketball team, and 4 of them are at home, including this non-conference matchup here tonight. 2 of the final 5 games are non-conference affairs. DeKalb out of the Northern Illinois Big 12 Conference. And the Silver Streaks, of course, out of the Western Big 6. DeKalb has not played since Tuesday night when they got a big win over their arch rival Sycamore in conference. Galesburg coming off a conference loss to an arch rival of their own, the Moline Maroons. Let's go down to public address announcer Gary Mitchell, and we'll get tonight's Galesburg Silver Streaks starting lineup.
Starting lineup for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. 6 foot sophomore guard, number 1, Ross, Devin Ross. 6 foot 1, sophomore guard, number 4, Meeker, Ethan Meeker. 6 foot senior guard, number 15, Jones, Denzel Jones. 6 foot 1, junior guard, number 25, Williams, Joe Williams. And a 6 foot senior forward, number 34, Parks, Tyson Parks the 4th. Assistant coaches of Mr. Steve Cheeseman, Mr. Ryan Hart, Mr. Matt Pogue, and the head coach of the Streaks, Mr. Mike Reynolds. The managers are Ms. Maddie Reed and Ms. Rayanne Harrison. Now let's play basketball.
Our thanks to Gary Mitchell with tonight's starting lineups. And yes, noticeably absent from the starting lineup is the Streaks' second all-time leading scorer, Grant Gibson. Although he is in uniform, he will play. So Joe Williams gets his second start of the season, second in the last 3 games as he started for the injured Tyson Parks last Friday night. And Joe probably as glad as anybody to be back home. It's been a rough few games for Joe coming off that suspension. He got off well nicely in his first 3 games in the King tournament, but the last 3, not so much.
I laugh because that's one of the worst jump ball tosses I've ever seen.
Tyson was ready to go, wasn't he? He was in there hopping around. A nice inlet cut to Rudy Lopez Jr. cutting down the lane and gets the layup for DeKalb for the first basket of the game.
But the toss was, the official kind of faked it, and then he just barely let it out of his hands, and it was sideways. So DeKalb couldn't help but win that one.
On the right side, Devin Ross on the wing looking inside to Parks, coming off a game in which he had only 1 point but led the Streaks in rebounding with 6. Denzel Jones sets a screen for Ethan Meeker. Jones also had 6 rebounds last night. Ethan, the leading scorer, drives, kicks it out to Jones, has the ball knocked out of his hands, and the Streaks turn it over on their first possession just as they did last night in the loss to Moline, and a tough pass on the sideline,
wow,
and a heck
Denzel
of a save
again.
By Denzel.
Man, he's something else.
Flying out of bounds, now at the other end, a runner and a jumper off the front of the rim. Won't go down, Jace Kitchen with the rebound for the Barbs. Denzel brings it every night. Spinning in from the left side, Kitchen, and a foul on the floor as he heads to the basket. He's going to get a couple of free throws.
Well, it'll be interesting. We got a third against a fourth down there in the low post. You got Tyson Parks the 4th against Luke Davis the 3rd. Both of them terrific athletes. A little different assignment for Tyson tonight because Davis is a little beefier than the two guys that he was banging with last night at Moline, but I don't think he's maybe quite as active. So we'll see how that goes. I think there'll be a lot of leaning and bumping tonight with Tyson and Davis.
Jace Kitchen very smoothly makes 2 free throws, and DeKalb on top 4-0. Galesburg fell behind 19-4 in the first quarter at Moline last night. They don't want to do that again tonight. Meeker comes up well short on the shot. Offensive rebound by Parks, and he kicks it back out to Ethan. Into the lane, Parks trying to post up, backing his way in. Little baby hook shot doesn't go, and the rebound by Davis for DeKalb. So, Streaks started off shooting cold last night at Wharton and haven't made a shot in the first minute 40 here in this game. including a turnover as well.
Jones with a near steal again over there as he crowds the DeKalb player in the corner. In fact, they give it to Gelsberg.
Yep, they sure do. How about that?
Second time Denzel's created a DeKalb turnover all by himself.
6:10 to go, opening quarter. Streaks 0-3 from the field and one turnover. Trying to get that righted here very quickly. Ross, top of the circle, Parks. Now right side over to Williams. Drives in, cut off there, lost the handle on the ball, chases it down back at the volleyball line, and dribbles his way left between the circles. Now Jones, right side, over to Ross. Around a Jones screen. Instead of going high-low, they keep it on the outside to Parks, and now Meeker, the fifth player to touch it on this possession. Inside the free throw line, shoots, missed it badly, and the rebound deflected out to him. He chases it down, and another chance at Silver Streaks. Good to see Gelsberg with a couple of offensive rebounds here in the early going. That's encouraging, but also means they're missing shots. Now Williams knocks down a three from the top of the arc. And at the 5:32 mark, Galesburg's on the board, down 4-3 now.
Well, our first four shots that we missed were all heavily contested. We had a hook shot in there. We had a forced shot, but that one was a clean lookout high by Williams, and he buried it.
On the dribble, Lopez. Down low, good luck, and a layup on the left hand by Luke Davis, the third.
Yeah, he's going to be tough to stop if he gets it in there. He's tall, he's rangy, he's left-handed, and he gets up well. He'll be a load if he gets it down low very often.
DeKalb setting some nice interior screens. They've had a couple of layups right down the middle of the lane for easy baskets. Jones, now Williams in the midcourt circle. Dribbles his way up toward the top of the arc. Lost the ball on the floor and wide open. Picked up. Lopez, layup at the other end. And a foul by Williams coming in late. The basket gives him a chance at an and one.
Yeah, really good finish because as he came in there for the layup, Lopez knew that Williams was going to be right on top of him. But you could tell he made the decision. He had a guy on the left. He wasn't going to give it up. He went in hard. And I think Joe just was thinking, well, I'm going to prevent the basket, but he didn't get it done.
And the free throw is good. 9-3 DeKalb as they get off to a great start here. Lopez with 4, Davis with 3, and the Barbs are 3-for-3 from the free throw line. 4:40 to go here in the first quarter. Not good when you've already shot 3 free throws in the less than the first 4 minutes. Now Williams misses the 3, and the rebound deflected to Davis for DeKalb. Trying to build on a 6-point lead. Left side cutting in, skipping it back out to Davis on the perimeter. Dribbles once, and the big 6'6 sophomore gives it away into the hands of Kitchen. Dribbling right, picks up his dribble. Now gets it into the corner to Lopez, guarded by Williams. Up top it goes to Patrick Aves, a 5'9 senior. Bouncing it into the lane. Good defense by Tyson Parks. Deflects it away, but DeKalb gets it. Now down low to Davis, up and in with a left hand.
And Davis shows you good strength of the hands because Williams came over and tried to knock that ball away, and he couldn't do it. And he drops it in. 11-3 DeKalb lead.
8 points is the margin. We're halfway through the first quarter. So Galesburg fell down by 15 in the first quarter last night. They're already down 8 in the first quarter here. Inlet pass to Parks, trying to post up Davis. Pump fakes, gets double teamed, misses a shot on the low blocks, and the rebound deflected out to the littlest guy on the floor for DeKalb, Aves. On the dribble, Lopez at the top of the circle, working his way left. Now he'll fire the three. That one's off the back of the rim. And the rebound now goes out of bounds. And Jones and Meeker both looked at each other, thinking the other was going to go for it. By the time Ethan decided to chase it down, he couldn't get to it. And then wisely held up and let it go out of bounds because the Streaks were going to get it anyway.
First DeKalb miss of the night. They're four out of five from the field.
Galesburg down 8, 3:15 to go first quarter. Driving down the right side, Jones with a fadeaway bank shot, too strong, and the rebound knocked out of bounds by DeKalb. Streaks not getting, as you mentioned earlier, Jim, open looks. They've had to force up some contested shots here trying to pick up the offense and not knocking them down. Here's on the inbound Meeker, left corner for 3. That won't go, and the rebound to Davis, who's already got 3 boards in the game for DeKalb.
Yeah, that was a real clean look for Ethan. He had a good stroke on that, but just a little off the mark.
We've played 5 minutes. Galesburg down 11-3. Backdoor cut, spin move in the lane, and a block coming from the weak side, Devin Ross. On the floor, Williams leads the break. Left side to Denzel. Does try to do too much with it and missed the scoop shot with the right hand. Layup by, or rather a rebound by DeKalb at the other end. Now they get a little out of sorts, and they manage to save it back toward half court to Davis, who will slow things down a bit. Left side pass, spin move by Kitchen in the lane, up and in.
Well, we've met a team that seems to be every bit as athletic as we are, and so far we have not responded well. Down 13-3 on our home court. We haven't had this happen this year.
2:20 to go in the opening quarter. Ross on the outside to Joe Williams. Tries to pass it away, and Kitchen takes it right out of his hands. With the long arms, Joe really didn't stretch up and out, and Kitchen got the hands up there, stole it away. He spins in the lane again. This time he comes up short on the shot, and the rebound to Denzel Jones for the Silver Streaks. Ellsberg rattled here in the early going. Under 2 minutes to go. First quarter, down 10. Meeker bothered, falls down, picks up the ball, and a quick tie-up called. On the floor, Dre Brown reaches up, gets a hand on the ball as Meeker was trying to get possession of it, and on the held ball, Ellsberg will hang on to it. 5'9 sophomore Ethan Conroy into the game for DeKalb. 6'3 sophomore Michael Pollock into the game as well. As Dre Brown sits down, Lopez gets a breather as well.
We've had some huge first quarters at home this year. 22, 21, 20, 24 points, but this one not among them.
And a fourth turnover on the Silver Streaks, an illegal screen. Foul called on Tyson Parks, his first, and the second, rather third team foul on Galesburg now. 13-3 DeKalb, a minute 40 to go in the first quarter. On the right side, Kitchen, just outside the wing. On the left side it goes, now up top to Aves, fires a three off the back of the rim, and the rebound to Meeker. And DeKalb cooling off a bit from the floor, Streaks trying to take advantage of it, left corner Jones for three is off the back of the rim, rebound chased down on the weak side by Tyson Parks, and another offensive rebound for the Silver Streaks, but they haven't been able to take advantage of it. In the lane, Meeker throws it over the head of Parks out of bounds. And much like we saw last night, the Streaks with some of those penetration drives and the bad passes in close. That's the fifth Galesburg turnover, Jim. That's what I've got.
Okay,
five
yeah,
already.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still kind of thumbing through what we've done this year. Yeah, we have really blown a lot of teams off the court in the first quarter here. Have not been behind at the end of the first quarter to anybody on this court all year, but we're sure going to be in this one.
Streaks are 12-1 at home. And we're going to have a travel in the lane as Luke Davis posting up in the lane, trying to clear some space and find an opening, end up taking too many steps with it. Eric Thompson's into the game for the Streaks. Logan Davis as well. Looks like Grant Gibson will sit the entire first quarter.
Well, the only game we lost at home was to powerful Limestone, and we were ahead 20-9 at the end of the first quarter in that one.
And their head coach was out of the game.
Yes, Eddie was gone.
45 seconds to go first quarter. Streaks down 13-3. Their only basket, a Joe Williams three-pointer. And Williams has it now at the volleyball line. They swing it around left from Thompson into the hands of Meeker. Fakes right, drives left, gets the layup. Totally lost his man with a fake going right, and that allowed him to clear the baseline and take it in with a right-hand layup. 25 seconds to go first quarter. Galesburg down 8. On the right wing, 8. Top of the circle. A three by Pollock. In and out. Rebound Ross, and the Streaks have 17 seconds to get off a final shot here. Into the front court, Thompson off his hands from the pass from Ross out of bounds. 6 Galesburg turnovers.
And that brought Mike Reynolds yelling off the bench, threw the towel down, and I can't say I blame him. That was a great opportunity for us. I was surprised DeKalb took the shot down there.
So was I.
Didn't work for the last shot, gave us an opportunity, and we just, as we've done all quarter, threw the thing away.
There was no need to be in a hurry getting it up the court because we still had 12 seconds to go, 13 seconds to go when Ross made that pass. A fast break was not needed there. So now DeKalb with it back and hold for the last shot. We're down under 5 seconds to go. Pass out high. A three by Kitchen. Off the mark. And the rebound on the floor. That's the end of the first quarter. 13-5. Galesburg down 8. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com. Thirteen-5 is the DeKalb lead. Silver Streaks will send Tyson Parks and Denzel Jones back in here at the quarter break. Shooting numbers will not be good for the Silver Streaks. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I got them 2 of 12, Jim.
Yep. DeKalb cooled off after hitting their first 4. They only hit one of their last 7 to go 5 of 11. So while it's 13-5, that's not good. It could be a lot worse. And I'm sure Mike Reynolds probably making that point very clear at the quarter break. And as we said, Grant Gibson did not start, and he does not take the court for the opening of the second quarter either. I'm guessing it has something to do with last night and the congratulatory line or whatever you want to call that up there at Moline last night. He took a poke at one of the Moline players, and I'm assuming this probably has something to do with that.
Yeah, we'll get the word for sure at halftime. Mike Reynolds did not discuss any of that in the pregame discussions we had with him. In the lane, DeKalb with the ball to start off the second quarter, leading by 8. They have taken Galesburg out of its game. Silver Streaks have not shot well on their home court. Now they picked up the half-court defense. Little 1-3-1 trap here. Meeker picks the pocket of Pollock with a break to the other end. Shovels it away, and Joe Williams shoved pretty hard from the backside by Pollock after the DeKalb turnover, and that negates a chance at a basket, but Joe's going to get 2 free throws here.
Yeah, Ethan showing his skills on both end that time. Quick hands. He poked that ball away, led the break, and a nice pass. Would have had the assist, but couldn't quite get it down for Williams, but he gets the first free throw, and we're at 13-6.
That was only the first team foul of the night against the DeKalb Barbs. And their fourth turnover, Galesburg uncharacteristically 6 turnovers in the first quarter. Second free throw by Williams, good as well. He's got 5 of the Streaks, 7. And Galesburg now within 6 after falling behind by 10 in the opening quarter. Kitchen with a soft pass to the left side, comes out for it, keeping this defender from behind. Now Ethan Conroy on the dribble, the sophomore, bounces it left over to Rudy Lopez, who's back into the game. There's Conroy with it on the outside, lobs it up high over to Kitchen, now into the left corner to a Galesburg cheerleader out of bounds.
I think their player out of the corner of his eye must have seen that dark, the cheerleader has a black uniform on, and that's what DeKalb was wearing, and I've got to think he saw somebody and just let it go.
Now, somebody was over there, but it started to cut along the baseline toward the basket, so it's just by the time he made the pass, it was a fine, fine pass, but nobody was there. Up top, Joe Williams inside the arc. No, looks it over to Ethan. Drives into the lane. Jump stop up with the right hand. Too strong off the glass. Good move by Ethan. Micah Fagerstrom with the rebound for DeKalb came in at the quarter break.
Ethan is so good attacking the basket. If he ever starts to finish some of those drives that he either misses or dishes off, he will just be a ton to try and guard on offense.
David Rollman calls timeout as Conroy got trapped in the front court just across the timeline and was falling down as the official blew the whistle. Otherwise, it would have been a travel. But the 30-second timeout prevents the DeKalb turnover. Silver Streaks down 6, 13-7. DeKalb scored the first 4 points of the game and, much like last night, has led the entire way so far. Galesburg got within 1, just like last night, and then fell farther behind.
Well, and especially with Grant sitting down right now this first half, you've got to have somebody else step up on offense. A couple of games ago, Devin Ross led us with 23 points. Last night he was really a non-factor at all on offense, and I don't think he's taken a shot here yet tonight. So like to see Devin try and get some offense going, especially in the absence of Grant Gibson.
Well, Devin had that huge game last Friday night at Alleman, just playing the baseline for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And another fine defensive play by Ethan Meeker. The pass went to the near sideline to Kitchen. Ethan quickly sprinted up, got a hand back there, and he knocked the ball off of Kitchen out of bounds. And Galesburg forces the third DeKalb turnover in a minute and a half of the second quarter. They had 3 the whole first quarter. And a chance to get back within 4, maybe 3 here. Down 13-7. Meeker with it on the right side. Penetrates. Takes it all the way with a basket and a foul. He got a step on Fagerstrom from the outside, trying to catch up to him. Couldn't do it. And he compounds the basket with a foul. It gives the Streaks a chance to cut that deficit to 3.
Well, and primarily the players listen to the coach, but I can't help but think that maybe Ethan was encouraged by Grant Gibson when he went back to the huddle there at the quarter break. Grant met him out there and was saying something and slapped him. I think he was probably saying, hey, man, pick up some of the scoring when I'm out. Take it to the basket. And Ethan certainly did right there.
3-point play gives him 5. Joe Williams with 5. And the Streaks are down 13-10, approaching the 6-minute mark of quarter number 2. Trap comes across midcourt. Pass bounces away to Lopez on the far sideline in front of the Galesburg bench. Up top to Conroy. Steps up toward the arc. Picks up the dribble. Meeker goes for the steal. Conroy turns. Shoots a 3. Missed it. Parks with a rebound. Galesburg with a chance to get it down to 1 or maybe tie the game here. Williams shoots at the free throw line. And it rolls off. Rebound to DeKalb. And Kitchen comes down with it.
DeKalb missing a chance, though, to really blow this thing open in the first half. They've been stuck on 13, and the Streaks are right back in it.
Conroy again with it on the outside. That 1-3-1 defense has slowed him down here, cutting in from the backside, and a good look on the inside to Davis, who steps to the basket and got a step on Parks going to the basket and avoided the weak side defense from behind by Joe Williams. He finished it off for his seventh point.
Yeah, I would think they'll go to him more. Dave Roman told me he watched the Moline game last night. He was surprised the Maroons didn't use their big men more in that game against us. Well, if that's his theory, then he's probably going to want to use Davis a lot tonight when he gets the chance.
Bice didn't have a huge offensive game, but Tanner Logan had a career
sure
night.
Did.
As Ross misses a jumper, and the rebound to Parks, out to Meeker for three. Credit to Tyson Parks for keeping that one alive after the miss by Ross, and the Streaks get it down to two now at 15-13. Meeker with six in the quarter. 4:45 to play before halftime. On the outside, Conroy gets it back now from Lopez. They seem really befuddled by this Galesburg zone.
They do.
Bounce pass to the right side, driving in Dre Brown. Got a step on his man and takes it all the way for the finish.
Yeah, that was pretty much a one-on-one move that time. You're right. DeKalb is very hesitant. Their ball movement not very good, but they've had a couple of individual moves that have got them buckets here in the second quarter.
On the outside, Denzel fakes the three, drives, kicks it over to Williams. He'll shoot the three, and it's good. Galesburg within one. Five in the quarter for Williams, eight for the game. It's 17-16, Galesburg. As close as they've been since down 4-3 in the first quarter. Now the Streaks extend the zone, pushing DeKalb farther out. Lopez lobs it over left side to Conroy, steps past Ross, into the corner for Kitchen for three, and that's good.
Yeah, we were told that they have some guys that can shoot the ball outside. Mike Reynolds said they tend to be streaky shooters, and got one from the deep corner there right in front of the Galesburg cheerleaders.
3:45 to go before halftime, still quite a ways to go. Ross with it on the outside, up top to Ethan Meeker. Inside the volleyball line, trying to work around a Denzel Jones screen, dishes it over to Joe, drives the lane, Williams can't finish, and the rebound to Kitchen. Good strong move with all that momentum going to the basket. He shoved it too far off the back of the rim, and now DeKalb in transition turns it over, and Galesburg gives it right back. First turnover of the second quarter for the Streaks.
I looked down to mark the DeKalb turnover. What happened? Ethan dribbled it off his foot?
Yep.
Or, okay.
Yep.
He's only one down there.
Yep. He started to move up court and just kind of slipped right out of his hand and out of bounds along the baseline. 20-16, DeKalb by four. They lob it in from the baseline out high. Parks goes up for the steal and gets called for the foul on Luke Davis.
To me, like he had the inside position.
Sure
there.
Did. And that's a second foul on Parks. Fourth team foul on Galesburg, their first of the second quarter.
Yeah, Parks anticipated that lob pass well, went up right in front of Davis, and a little contact with the arms. I would have thought if anybody got the foul, it would have been Davis, but it was against Parks.
Lopez now playing the point for DeKalb on the dribble out high, working his way to the left side with Patrick Aves over there waiting in the corner, now has it. Ross comes out to cover him up. Aves dribbles a couple of times. Pushed out. Now gets the bounce pass away to Kitchen. Turns, shoots from the baseline. Missed it. Had a good rebound by Joe Williams. Flips it up to himself on the deflection. Drives to the other end. And a foul called on DeKalb. Williams did a nice job to avoid the contact. And the DeKalb defender waiting back to try to draw the charge was falling back anyway. But they actually called the foul on Rudy Lopez on the reach even before that happened. And Joe's going to get two free throws.
And Joe, physical on the weak side rebound on the other end. If he doesn't stick a hip into the guy next to him and clear him out of there, that probably is an offensive rebound for DeKalb. But Joe was aggressive all the way down the court that time. Misses the first free throw, and we see Grant Gibson for the first time.
At the 2:59 mark of the second quarter, Tyson Parks sits down. Williams missed the first, but not the second free throw. 3 for 4 in the quarter, 9 for the game to lead the Silver Streaks, who trail by 3, 20-17. On the outside, Davis, guarded by Gibson and Williams. And that 1-3-1 zone still has DeKalb kind of standing around a lot, so Kitchen fires
wow.
a three and swishes it.
Deep corner and shot it over Denzel Jones, who was flying at him.
DeKalb back up by six now. Barbs have led by as many as 10 here in this opening half. 2:34 to go in the second quarter. Gibson calls Ross out to play the point. Has it just outside the midcourt circle that is a big orange basketball. Up top, Gibson passes the left side to Williams. Man went for the steal.
Nice.
Joe banks in the 12-footer from the left side.
Love to see the guys go old school and use that glass at an angle, and Joe did it perfectly there.
Williams with eight in the quarter, 11 for the game, and that matches his season high in his seventh game back. 2 minutes to go in the first half. Streaks down four, 23-19. In the left corner, DeKalb can't handle the pass. Dre Brown in the corner. It was a bounce pass to him. And the hand coming up for it just kind of didn't get the hand over the top of the ball, so it ended up going off the top of his hand. He reached for it, And DeKalb's turned it over. I've got him five times in this quarter, Jim.
Yeah. I like the way this game is going. You feel like we're going to get over the top here pretty quickly if we continue to play defense the way we are and shoot the ball a little better. Here's Grant.
Three-pointer from the top of the circle won't go, and we got a foul on Galesburg. Little push off on Joe Williams, trying to set himself up for an offensive rebound, and that is his second, fifth team foul on the Silver Streaks.
Is it a rebound or turnover on that?
I gave DeKalb a rebound. Okay. I'm assuming it would have been a rebound had it not been for the foul. So, on the left side, Kitchen with it. Streaks covering him up a little bit more. Now Devin comes in from the backside and fouls Luke Davis. Davis had position on the interior as he got past his man on the left side of the lane, so Ross came in from the weak side to go for the steal, and he got him over the top.
Yeah, Grant Gibson on the front side of him, the ball had gotten over Grant, so that's a good foul by Devin. He prevented probably an easy basket because the lob would have worked.
And the sixth team foul, so it wasn't a shooting foul either. 1:20 to go before halftime. DeKalb with the ball and a four-point lead. They've led the entire first half. Lopez dribbling near the top of the circle, works his way left around a Davis screen, now shovels it back out. Pollock whips it right side over to Kitchen on the wing. He's guarded by Meeker fighting through a screen, gets help from Denzel Jones,
Meeker
passes it away.
It.
Yeah, he did. Almost came in from the backside and stole it away. Now back up top it goes to Aves. The five starters back on the floor for DeKalb, running in from the right side. Pollock turns and shoots, misses a 12-footer just outside the lane. Grant Gibson comes down with a rebound, leads the break inside the free throw line, shoots too strong off the back of the rim, and the rebound by Pollock. So Streaks miss a transition opportunity. Pollock drives, passes it into the right corner. Kitchen steps around Meeker and shoots and hits the 12-footer.
Starting to find some spots to shoot the ball against that Silver Streak defense here late in the first half. Back to a six-point lead for the Barbs. Streaks, I would guess, will probably hold for the last shot here.
Kitchen with 12 in this first half, including 8 here in the second quarter. He hasn't missed in this quarter. Streaks down 6. Here's Meeker. He'll fire the 3 with 20 seconds to go, and it rims in and out. Grant Gibson gets a hand on the rebound and couldn't reach out enough to get control of it and lost it out of bounds. So now DeKalb can hold for the last shot and build on a six-point lead. J.J. Range into the game, so Joe Williams will sit down before he picks up his third foul in the final 14 and a half seconds. DeKalb on the inbound to Lopez, who will bring it up court. Range will pick him up defensively once he gets across midcourt. Dribbling to the left side. J.J. all over him. Lopez picks up his dribble, gets it to the outside to Pollock, and hits a 19-footer just inside the arc. Streaks, Grant Gibson, just across half court, will miss everything at the buzzer. So the Streaks fall behind by 8, 27-19 at the half. We'll look at first half statistics, and we'll talk with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman when we come back at halftime. DeKalb 27, Galesburg 19. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh, my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
He shoots, he scores. Hi, it's Jesse J. Perez from YEM, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Galesburg. When you're ready to shop for your next new or pre-owned car, no one can go the distance today like Jesse J.
Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the halftime report on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Halftime here at John Field Gymnasium, and we were observing during the break how quiet it is in here. The Kalb has just sucked the home energy out of this building. So the Silver Streaks have played so well here this season, coming in with a record of 11-1 at home, but DeKalb's led this entire first half and has played pretty darn well doing it, too.
Yeah, that one stretch, you know, they were up 13-5 at the first quarter and then didn't score for quite a while early in the second quarter. We were able to chip our way back in it, but we weren't exactly crisp ourselves. We got a couple of threes back-to-back. Meeker and Williams, I think, hit those.
Mm-hmm. Got it down to one at 17-16.
Yeah, but other than that, we haven't put together any consistency at all on offense. And so even though DeKalb had a little lull there, they were able to pick it up, hit some shots down the stretch. As we said, find a few open spots against that zone late in the first half and build that lead back up to 8 points. So, yeah, a lot of concern here at halftime as the Silver Streaks struggling to find their offense.
Coach Mike Reynolds was concerned about it despite their 10-13 record. He knew DeKalb was playing much better and could cause some real problems for the Silver Streaks here tonight. And so far they've done it. Another team out of the Western Big Six that's struggling tonight, and not entirely unexpectedly, the Moline Maroons at Normal Community down 49-30 heading into the fourth quarter in that one. And we knew Normal Community is a good team. They beat this DeKalb club by 30 earlier this year, so not entirely surprised there.
Well, I think Moline put so much into that one last night that it wasn't a surprise. I think they're underdog anyway, but then to go over there tonight after that exhausting one-point thrower last night at home, it doesn't surprise me they're getting hammered tonight.
Halftime here, DeKalb leads Galesburg 27-19. Silver Streak sophomores won earlier 48-43. Galesburg girls lost earlier today 51-38. They'll play Moline in a makeup game coming up Monday here on WGIL at 6:40 with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. That's our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. And now a chance to look at our halftime statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Okay, we didn't get a chance to get our first quarter numbers together, so you can correct me when I'm wrong here. Right now I've got the
Silver
Streaks.
You're wrong.
That's not if, it's when. I got DeKalb 11 of 21 from the field.
I had 22.
All right. So they're 50%. I'll have to get out the calculator for that one. Silver Streaks, let's see. Boy, 2 of 12 of that first quarter. Mm-hmm. Ouch. 4 of 12, so 6 of 24.
It's 25%.
All right.
Don't need the calculator for that one either.
A good night to not have to sit and do any prep on those then. So rebounding totals we also haven't compared. I've got us a little edge on the boards. 14.
Okay.
I've got DeKalb at 12.
Uh-huh.
And every one of them, they haven't got an offensive rebound the whole night. We've sealed off well, but, you know, they've made some shots. And between made shots and turnovers, that's kind of been the story of their trips down the court. It's usually one or the other. 8 turnovers for the Barbs. Silver Streaks weren't pretty with the ball at all in the first quarter. 6 turnovers, only 1, though, in the second quarter. But this poor shooting is going to beat us tonight. We're going to have to come out of this. And of course, limit DeKalb a little bit, too. They're not a bad offensive team.
Barbs are 2-for-7 from three-point range. Silver Streaks are 3-of-9. And free throws, the Barbs have made all three of theirs. The Silver Streaks are 4-of-5. We'll take a look at the individual scoring when we come back, and we'll talk with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman. DeKalb leads 27-19 at the half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Hey, I'm hitting McDonald's for a coffee run. How do you take your coffee?
With an Egg White Delight McMuffin.
You take your coffee with an Egg White Delight.
What's coffee without breakfast?
Right. Okay, how about you, Joe?
One cream, one sugar, one Egg White Delight.
Uh-huh. John?
Black.
So you don't want an Egg White Delight?
No.
I want two of them.
McDonald's McCafe Coffee and the Egg White Delight McMuffin are great apart, but amazing together. So, how do you take yours? McCafe, proud to serve the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic teams and participate in McDonald's.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent, the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, for all your insurance and financial services needs. By Big E's Auto and Tire on Main Street, just off Henderson in Galesburg, your Cooper Tire headquarters. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
The best selection, excellent service, and me, Jesse J. Perez. Now that's a three-point shot that just can't be beat. Score a great deal today from Jesse J. At Yam, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Fires happen, people slip and fall, and accidents occur. All these things can happen in your business, so it's vital to have the right business insurance coverage. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg. My business is to make sure yours is protected through Rockford Mutual with a customized policy. And in some cases, we may be able to lower your current premiums. So to review your current policy or obtain a commercial insurance quote from Rockford Mutual, call me today at Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Kelly Jensen, lead radiology technologist at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very pleased to be the first in the area to offer this new breast imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy with some snow tonight, lows of 14, cloudy with a chance of snow tomorrow, highs around 20. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows of 3 below, wind chill readings of 10 below to 20 below zero. Monday, sunny with highs of 10. Monday night, partly cloudy, lows of 10 below. And Tuesday, partly cloudy throughout the day with highs of 11, overnight lows of about 1. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 16 degrees. At Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Halftime here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Silver Streaks trailing DeKalb 27-19. The Barbs scored the first 4 points and have led the entire way, leading by as many as 10 in that first quarter. Let's take a look at the individual scoring here in this first half as we will visit with Steve Cheeseman here actually very quickly. Good balance by DeKalb. Jace Kitchen leads the way. He's already in double figures with 12. Luke Davis with 7. Rudy Lopez with 4. Dre Brown and Michael Pollock each with 2. Patrick Aves, Ethan Conroy, Micah Fagerstrom have not scored for DeKalb. Let's go down to the courtside for a halftime interview brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Jim Lee is with assistant coach Steve Cheeseman.
Okay, well, Coach, another bad first quarter has been the story of the weekend.
Yeah, and that's not acceptable. I mean, that's not acceptable, you know, whether it's a little bit of a hangover from last night. It doesn't matter. That wasn't acceptable, and that was the message in there that, you know, that we've got to dig ourselves out of that. We've got to make things happen. We've always had the MO of being aggressive and playing with energy and playing as a team. We didn't do that there, and we've got to get that corrected, and we're confident that that's going to occur.
And offensively, only two guys have scored for us. That's not streak ball either.
Yeah, no. I mean, we're almost like we're stalled. We're real choppy. It's not very clean, and those are things we've got to take care of. Absolutely.
Okay, so what's the big difference got to be here?
We've got to rev it up here and find a way that we've got too much pride, and it's unacceptable to play like that and turn it around right here. We got another chance, another half.
Great, thanks.
Thanks, Jim.
Our thanks, as always, to Steve Cheeseman joining us here at halftime. 27-19 is the DeKalb lead. As Jim mentioned, only two players for the Streaks have scored. Joe Williams with 11, Ethan Meeker with 8. Devin Ross, Logan Davis, Denzel Jones, J.J. Rach, Eric Thompson, Grant Gibson, and Tyson Parks all had some time on the floor, whether it was a lot of time or even just a little bit of time, and none of them were able to get any points on the board. Parks 0 for 2, Gibson 0 for 3, Jones 0 for 4, Ross 0 for 1, so they are a combined 0 for 10 from the field. The remaining shots made, obviously, by Meeker and Williams. Same starting five to begin quarter number three for the Silver Streaks with the ball. Trailing by 8. Here's Ethan Meeker from the right corner. Drives, dishes it out to Ross. Now Williams fires a long 3 and off the front of the rim. Long rebound comes back out to him. He shoots and scores from the left high post. And Williams has his season high now with 13, getting his own offensive rebound after the long missed 3-pointer. 27-21, Galesburg down 6. So at least the Streaks score to start off the third quarter. Let's see if that gives them some little bit of bounce here. Nope. Quick pass down low. A foul and a basket.
Nope.
And that's an easy basket. And a chance at a three-point play for Rudy Lopez. I take that back. That was on Dre Brown instead.
I didn't know that you would. I was running up the stairs. Did you catch that they had to change Denzel's number to 42?
I just now noticed that. Boy, that was a high arcing rebound. Barely drew the front of the rim, and it caught the Streaks flat-footed, and Brown rebounded his own miss. And in the lane, jumper won't go. Now Denzel loses a hand on the rebound, and he crashes into Davis, pushing him out of bounds, going for the offensive rebound. And that'll be the first foul of the game on Denzel.
So DeKalb had no offensive rebounds the whole first half, already has two on this trip down here. But, yeah, Denzel had a little blood on that uniform, according to Coach Cheeseman, so they just went ahead and did the switch. And I figured you'd recognize who he was, but just wanted to make sure. Who's that guy?
Down below us in the near corner of Lopez. Up top it goes to Aves. They switch it back around to the right side. Kitchen on the inlet. Yeah, right back nice. To Brown. Steps to the basket, lays it in.
Well, they do. They utilize that lob pass well. They've done it against Grant several times with different players. As he goes up there, bodies up, and they just toss it over the top. Last time we saw it, Devin Ross came over and helped out, but Grant didn't have any help on the backside that time.
As Gibson checked back into the game for Jones. On the right side, Joe Williams. Back out high to Grant. Fakes a three, now drives down the lane, draws contact, should be a blocking foul, as Jones was there waiting to try to draw the charge, but Grant went to his left, and the foul, the first of the game on Brown.
Really happy to see Grant go to the basket that time. I think that when he gets going many times, it's because he utilizes his whole game. He can shoot pretty well from the perimeter, but you know, as we saw, especially up in Rock Island that night, he got going by going to the basket, using short bank shots, and getting himself to the free throw line.
Well, the coaches last night made no bones about their displeasure that the Streaks were a jump shooting team in the first quarter when they fell behind by 15.
Well, in Wharton Field, oh, there's a freebie.
And give Tyson Parks the credit on the blockout as he cleared his man out of the low blocks when Gibson missed the free throw, and Grant recognized it, sprinted to the right side of the spot where the free throw came down on the floor. Now the Streaks full court press forces a turnover, and DeKalb gets it right back, taking it away from Ross, leading it into the front court to Lopez. Nearly stolen away by Gibson, and then gets hand check fouled as Lopez tried to drive around him. And that's the first foul of the game on Gibson.
It's much happening there. You don't see a guy miss a free throw often and be able to circle around the right side of the lane and get an uncontested layup. But like you said, the way that pick was set up, that's the way it worked. On the turnovers, we've been doing that a lot the last couple of games. We're just giving the ball away underneath our own basket.
Ethan reads the inbound pass as Kitchen. He just jumped and read it perfectly. As soon as Kitchen lobbed it on the inbound, Ethan just jumped up and took it away, and then Davis fouled him, bringing it up court.
Yeah, Ethan swallowed that. He's got those long arms, and he just absolutely gobbled that ball up. And he's so quick, too. Just from watching the way this thing, I don't think other players realize how quick he is.
All right, here's Gibson with it on the left side, drives again, kicks it back out to Meeker at the top of the arc. Trying to find an opening in there as DeKalb has switched to the zone. Up top to Grant Gibson as he's guarded by Brown. Driving down the lane, misses the shot. Tyson's put back is too strong off the glass. And the rebound by Davis. So two good opportunities missed there for the Silver Streaks, who trail by seven. And now they force another turnover. Ball knocked away from Meeker onto the floor. Ross comes up, tries to go for the tie-up, and ends up getting called for the arm as his knee also came in. And I think got Kitchen on the knee as they collided knees.
Pretty tough call. It's kind of those, if that's anybody but Joe Williams, it's a jump ball. Joe's just a foul magnet right now in the last couple of weeks.
So the Streaks still trail by seven after missing a couple of opportunities to come away with a turnover, only to give it right back here. 5.5 minutes to go, third quarter. On the right side, Patrick Aves. It's a 31-24 DeKalb lead. Kitchen on the outside, guarded by Meeker. Now top of the arc to Davis. Looking, guarded by Parks. Passes it away. Close, nearby to his right to Conroy. And they swing it around left now to Kitchen. Lobs it into Davis. Draws a double team. Forced it up with a left hand. Good defense by the Silver Streaks on the miss. Ross with the rebound. Pull-up jumper by Williams at the other end. And he adds to his season high with his second basket of the quarter. 15 for the game now. Galesburg down 5, 31-26. Streaks with a full court press, force a turnover, and up and in by Devin Ross. And a timeout by DeKalb as the Streaks have pulled within 3 at 31-28. 4:50 to go in the third quarter. Full timeout by the Barbs. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Kelly Jensen, lead radiology technologist at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very pleased to be the first in the area to offer this new breast imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Insurance is not something you like, but when tragedy strikes, it can be your best friend. Crady Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, will help you choose the right coverage to protect not just your home or auto, but you as well. This is Mark Crady. We can offer lower premiums if both your car and home are insured through Rockford Mutual. So stop by today and let's talk about your options at Crady Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Coming out of the DeKalb timeout, Barbs break the press and then turn it over once they get within 10 feet of the basket. Tyson Parks comes away with a loose ball. Now Gibson driving in opposite end, draws a man defense on the reach in, and then forces up the shot trying to draw the foul and comes up short. And DeKalb gets the rebound. So the Streak's still down three, not halfway through the third quarter yet. On the right side it goes to Kitchen on the wing, guarded by Meeker, dribbling around a screen, weaving through traffic at the top of the arc. Now away it goes to Conroy. All the way back out near half court. Now the left side it goes to Kitchen on the wing. Up top, Brown dribbles right side, passes it away to Ayes. Now intended for Kitchen on the right side. Meeker bats it out of bounds right in front of the DeKalb bench.
Well, Silver Streak's defense has taken DeKalb out of a lot of things they're wanting to do right now. It's one of those stretches where they're just trying to hang on to the basketball. The Streaks are so active, especially at the guard spot right now, poking the ball away. Joe Williams leading things out high on the defense, and Ross and Meeker making things tough on them as well.
On the left side in the corner down below us is Kitchen. DeKalb wearing the road black with the orange trimmed stripes down the sides of the shorts. Up top it goes to Lopez on the right side. Inlet pass intended for Davis, and a foul from the backside by Tyson Parks will be his third. And I think Davis might have sold it a little bit extra as he staggers to the sideline, but Tyson did give him a little hand check in the back. Five team fouls on the Streaks, 3:44 to go third quarter. So DeKalb getting ever closer to shooting a lot of free throws in the second half. On the right side, Lopez. Yeah, inlet pass nice. Taken away by Parks. Just went up and in front of Brown. A scoop at the other end and an offensive foul by Joe Williams. The fourth foul on Williams, and the Streaks just cannot sustain any kind of run here.
Yep, and again, Joe, just the foul bug has plagued him. He sits down with 3:31 to go here in the third quarter. Denzel Jones back in, and Joe has been a big part of the reason we're still in this ball game, just down three.
Denzel picked up two quick fouls here in the third quarter. That's why he went to the bench. But only two fouls for the game. Williams sits down with four, and Tyson Parks has three. Streaks have 16 fouls. Full court pressure on, causing some problems. Now the Barbs do get it across midcourt. They leave Kitchen wide open from the corner, and he hits it.
Yep, missed assignment there. He's the guy that hurt us in the first half, was wide open and buried that one here.
34-28, and a timeout on the floor by the Silver Streaks, I believe. With 3:14 to go in the third quarter, a full timeout here. Galesburg down six. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster, your hands grip tighter, your heart beats harder, and time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
It's winter green. The new green WGIL button is here. Pick up your free button today at a participating sponsor. You could win up to $500 in cash from WGIL.
Silver Streak spent less time in their full timeout than DeKalb did. Galesburg was back on the floor ready to go, and DeKalb now still getting set defensively as Devin Ross brings it across midcourt. Approaching the three-minute mark of the third quarter, Galesburg down 6, 34-28. DeKalb has led the entire game. Right side, Meeker draws a double team. Now the Silver Streaks will have to try to solve a DeKalb zone. Here's Jones driving. Baseline, dishes it out to Ross. Now passes right corner to Meeker, who drives, and he carried the ball on his hip for the travel.
Well, the one thing I would really love, and I know it's you got to make quick decisions, but we attack the basket, and I know, you know, we're talking with Mike on the post game last night, you know, want to kick it out some, but boy, Denzel made a great baseline move there. All he has to do is finish it. But he kicked it back out. Next thing you know, we're traveling with it out high.
Deflection in the backcourt and a steal created by Jones, and they're going to call over and back. How does that happen? DeKalb has the ball. They don't even get it across midcourt. Denzel Jones comes up from the backside, gets a hand on the ball, creating the loose ball, and Grant going for it, crosses from backcourt, going into Galesburg's backcourt by taking over possession. How is that an over and back call? I don't understand that. So DeKalb still with it with 2:35 to go third quarter. Streaks doing a lot of things right here, but just can't get enough turnovers, can't get enough shots, and here's a wide open running baseline shot by Rudy Lopez, and a good look from the outside by Davis, and no luck now, but DeKalb's back up by 8.
Yeah, Lopez did just what Denzel Jones specializes in. He just hung around on that baseline, got behind everybody, they forgot about him, and DeKalb found him underneath, and he finished it.
Here's Denzel with it now, gives way to Ethan Meeker on the left wing. Now Grant Gibson from right to left, skips it back up top over right side to Meeker, drives, dishes it out to Gibson. Swings the ball down low, drives to the free throw line. Denzel on the low blocks tries to pass it through the lane intended for Tyson Parks. And again, one pass too many. Denzel could have taken it right up and had a much better chance at it, but instead they turn it over.
I love Denzel, but the last two trips down the court, just great opportunities for him to score, and he just didn't want to put it up.
Logan Davis replaces him on the floor. Full court pressure on Davis and Ross, trying to pressure Conroy in the backcourt, picks up his dribble, lobs it up over top to Pollock, and now throws it off Grant Gibson's leg, and Grant called for a kick as he jumps up into the air, going for the block on the pass. And DeKalb inbounded at the front end of the Galesburg bench.
Lacking confidence offensively, Grant had a wide open shot that series too, and he elected to throw it over to Ethan for a similar position, and Ethan didn't take the shot.
Streaks force a trap on the sideline. The pass gets away to Lopez Jr., drives down the right side of the lane and pulls it back out to the wing. 1:31 to go third quarter. DeKalb by 8, trying to match its biggest lead of the game on this possession. Inlet pass to Davis, and a block by Grant Gibson, whose lead foot went out in front of him and stepped on the baseline. So good defense, and again, Galesburg can't come away with it.
You call that a missed shot, a block shot, you think?
That's what I'm calling it, yep. And then a turnover, unfortunately. Lopez on the inbound dribbles it all the way back out high. So DeKalb having a lot of things go their way here, despite Galesburg's strong defensive efforts. And the Barbs have built an 8-point lead. Streaks got within 3. Inlet pass to Davis on a bounce. Turns with a baby hook shot in the left hand and in.
Yeah, and that's, again, that's the one unstoppable thing they do. If they get it into him with that long reach on the left hand, he's going to drop that in the basket most of the time.
Davis with 9 in the game. We're under a minute to go third quarter, and DeKalb's match its biggest lead of the game at 38-28. Here's Meeker with a quick 3 left side. Good. First shot attempt of the second half for Meeker, who's in double figures with 11. 38-31, Streaks want to force a quick turnover here and try to get another basket before the end of the third. Into the front court, Conroy. They're rattled in the back court, but they're still getting it across the timeline. On the right side, here's a 3 by Lopez is good.
Oh, that's a big answer for Lopez. I thought maybe that 3 by Meeker would get us a little run here at the end of the quarter, but Lopez with a dagger.
5 in the quarter, 9 for the game for Rudy Lopez. For DeKalb on the left side, Davis has the ball. Stripped right out of his hands. Pollock leads the break with a layup. And DeKalb with its biggest lead of the game now at 43-31, late third quarter.
Got the makings of a really tough weekend for the Silver Streaks unless we find a fourth quarter rally.
Gibson in the lane, right hand up and in. Found an opening down the lane. Now with 1 second to go, and DeKalb can't get off a final shot. So the Streaks down 10. Heading into the final quarter, 43-33, DeKalb on top. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Big E's Auto and Tire on Main Street just off Henderson in Galesburg, your Cooper Tire headquarters, and by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg for all your insurance and financial services needs.
There's a killer out there, invisible and silent.
Carbon monoxide is a colorless, odorless gas. It can kill you in minutes, but you can prevent it.
Have your furnace serviced professionally every year. Never run a vehicle or generator in your garage, even with the door open. Keep generators at least 25 feet away from windows, doors, and vents. And use a CO detector. Change the battery every spring and fall when you change your clocks. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/CO. A message from CDC.
He shoots, he scores! Hi, it's Jesse J. Perez from Yim, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Galesburg. When you're ready to shop for your next new or pre-owned car, no one can go the distance today like Jesse J.
Tune in for Fighting Illini basketball as Illinois takes on Penn State. Coverage begins tomorrow afternoon at 2:30.
The Fighting Illini play here, Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Galesburg ball to begin the fourth quarter. Grant Gibson with a pull-up from the left side, in and out. Rebound by Luke Davis. He's got eight boards for DeKalb. Grant's ball circled around the rim and popped out. Streak still down 10. Good look down low, and a push on Joe Williams. He just fouled out of the game. Lost his man along the baseline. Rudy Lopez running down there. Got the shot up. Fortunately for the Streaks, it rolled off the back rim. But unfortunately for the Streaks, Joe Williams has just fouled out.
Boy, that's just that's tough. Joe has got to learn. I mean, we love his aggressiveness, but in that situation, that's, you know, to undercut the guy there, that's just a bad foul. I mean, so some fouls are good ones and some are not. And keeping Joe on the court is a good thing, and we just can't seem to keep him out there long enough to give us what we need.
Start of the game, finished for the season high 15 points. But he's done for the final 7:38 of this fourth quarter. The first free throw made by Lopez. And not only was it a shooting foul, so he's got two free throws, but DeKalb's in the bonus for the rest of the game. The Barbs have only two team fouls here in this second half. We've played 22 seconds of the fourth quarter, and DeKalb has just matched its biggest lead at 45-33. Their biggest lead early in the game was 10 in the first quarter. They got it to 12 late in the third quarter, and now it's there again. J.J. Range comes in for Joe Williams. On the left side, Meeker gives it back to J.J. Dribbles right, gets it to Gibson. Open three. Off the rim. Another miss. And Davis with his ninth rebound for DeKalb. Outlet pass and a layup to Lopez.
Just taking us to school right now. Something's got to turn around in a hurry, or we're going to lose a second straight. Then you'll have to ask yourself, well, we've played two teams this weekend that both have played their best games of the season. You say, well, is it them or is it us?
14-point DeKalb lead. We played 1 minute of the fourth quarter. The Streaks have scored 14 points in two of their three quarters tonight, but no more, which means if that keeps up, they would have to shut out DeKalb the rest of the way. Here's Meeker with a long three. That one's off the back of the rim, and the weak side rebound pops out to J.J. Range. Well, one thing, Streaks can't become a jump shooting team. Here's Gibson driving down the lane and a hold foul. Only the third team foul on DeKalb will force the Streaks to inbound under the basket.
Really a surprise with 6:41 to go here fourth quarter. Not that DeKalb, you know, it was a possibility they could win this game, but to be down 14 here in the fourth quarter is really a shocker.
At home, where the Streaks have lost only one time all year. In the lane, Gibson forces up a shot, and it's blocked. Rebound Davis, outlet pass, and a run out again at the other end by Lopez. He's got all 6 points in the quarter.
And they are beating us exactly the way we beat other teams, getting good defense and then runouts, and it's just all going downhill right now for the Silver Streaks.
0-for-4 in the quarter. DeKalb made both of their shots with two free throws, and the Streaks are down 16, and a Galesburg clipboard just bit the dust in this full timeout with 6:21 to go in the game. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Since the Silver Streaks cut the DeKalb lead to 31-28 with 4:50 to go in the third quarter, they have been outscored 18-5 and now trail by 16 with 6:21 to go in the game.
Really an impressive showing by DeKalb. I mean, they don't just seem comfortable trying to hold on, and down the stretch, they are just taking it to us right now. Very aggressive basketball by the Barbs.
The Streaks have become just a three-point shooting team here in the fourth quarter. They've had a hard time finding any openings in that DeKalb zone. Meeker can't find any penetration room on the outside, so he passes away to Jones. Now Devin Ross. Man comes out to hound him, gets it over left side. Meeker fires a three. That one's well off the mark. And the Streaks, two players there to rebound it. Neither one between Jones and Parks could come up with it. And the loose ball picked up off the floor by Aves for DeKalb.
Well, and DeKalb, you can just tell they're playing so free and easy, playing with a lot of confidence right now.
Lopez on the outside, tries a quick bullet pass on the inside, and Grant Gibson gets into the middle of it and intercepts it. Right side, he throws it right back at the other end, picked off by Pollock. 16 Galesburg turnovers. Pollock drives, dumps it off, and now DeKalb's going to pull it out and smartly run some time off the court with 5.5 minutes to go in the game. On the right side, wide open Lopez, but he passed up the three-pointer. They want to force Galesburg to foul because the Streaks have 17 fouls, so any foul the Streaks do. As Jones reaching around to the backside of Eaves, and now Meeker comes out and just hammers him to the floor. That's only the second foul of the game on Meeker, and a 1-1 coming at the free throw line.
Well, I laugh because there are some fouls you can't decide whether it's a foul or not. That one, pretty evident. Meeker came up there, and I don't think he expected the guy to turn towards him, and he did, and Meeker just ran over him right before half court. In fact, Ethan rubbing his left shin right now. I think he caught a little blow from that one. And yeah, DeKalb clearly in control, playing a smart basketball game now, utilizing the foul situation to their advantage on the road.
And the first free throw good by Patrick Aves. To give you an idea, I guess they did miss their only free throw attempt of the third quarter. But they are 6 of 7. Now 6 of 8 from the free throw line as a team, as Aves missed the second one. Gibson with a rebound, Streaks down 17 with 5 minutes to go in the game. Ross cut off on the baseline, skips it out to Gibson, drives down the left side of the lane. He was fouled at the free throw line before he ever was in the act of shooting. That's a fourth team foul on DeKalb. So really some smart fouls here by DeKalb. They're not going to give Galesburg anything easy going to the basket and force Galesburg to inbound it.
Yeah, blocked by Ethan Conroy, and really that Gibson was just going to go to the basket that time no matter what, and Conroy was just in the neighborhood and banged bodies with Grant.
On the inbound to the left side, Meeker. Pulls up from the right baseline and airmails it over the basket. Aves on the weak side with a rebound.
Streaks 0 of 5 in the fourth quarter.
I got him 0 for 6.
All right.
4:45 to play. Down 17. DeKalb has scored 6 straight. Make it 7 straight. After building a 10-point lead at the end of the third quarter. And a push foul called on the Streaks, going for a double-team trap up the near sideline. That's going to put Aves right back at the free throw line.
We're 12 of 42 from the field on our home court.
Wow. With 16 turnovers, no less.
And probably putting the wrong guy at the line, too. Patrick Aves, point guard, delivers another.
Yep, 2 for 3. His only points of the game here on free throws in this fourth quarter. DeKalb's outscored the Streaks 8-0 to begin this fourth quarter. Now 9-0. 52-33. Galesburg down 19. And instead of shutting out DeKalb, as I mentioned a while ago when the Streaks were down 14, the Barbs have just built the lead. Here's a quick three by Gibson, and he drains that one from the top of the arc. And the Streaks call a 30-second timeout to stop the clock. Got to keep the full court pressure on here and try to force some turnovers on the inbound with 4:21 to go. So still a lot of time, and I don't know if it's enough time to come back from 16. Streaks are going to have to draw this game out as much as they can, extend it in every possible way.
Well, you know, we talked about how Moline is getting drilled over at Normal Community tonight, and wondered if that was a little bit of a post-Friday night conference hangover for Moline. Not that, again, Normal Community is a good team, so it's not a surprise that they wouldn't win over there, but that they really wouldn't compete any more than they were the score we heard, 49-30. And you wonder how much of that came into play. A lot of times you're playing a team on a Saturday night if you're at home that's had a tough conference game the night before. Well, DeKalb did not play last night,
right.
So this is their weekend. Again, I still think we ought to be playing a lot better than we are, but you do have to take that into consideration. DeKalb was fresh and really loaded for this game.
Streaks do force a turnover. Denzel Jones coming, and then a quick shot, and they miss it. Devin Ross got a handle on it. Now a loose ball created. Diving on the floor, Parks. Now back to Ross. Drives baseline. Into the corner, Meeker. To the free throw line. And he whips it. I don't know what Ethan was thinking. Grant Gibson was in the corner, but Looked like Ethan was just trying to showtime it a little bit instead of just making a good, clean pass, and that's the 17th Galesburg turnover. On the inbound, DeKalb having a hard time looking, and now they do turn it over. Thrown behind Eves. Now Devin Ross trying to drive in, has his pocket picked. Loose ball picked up by Meeker. That shot is well off the mark. Saved by J.J. Range on the baseline, and off the hands of Lopez out of bounds. So the hustle creating some things, but Galesburg not getting any points out of it.
Yeah, Range might have got the first applause of the whole second half right there with the great hustle play. Fans like that, they haven't had many baskets to cheer for, so we'll cheer for a save inbounds.
Here's Ross with it on the left side. Between the legs with the dribble, loses Kitchen, gets a nice step on it, all the way in with a basket and a foul, and a chance at a three-point play for Devin Ross. 52-38, but 3:42 to go, so 39 seconds went off the clock since that 30-second timeout. Third foul of the game on Michael Pollock for DeKalb, five team fouls. Ross to the free throw line, gets it. He's got five in the game, all in the second half. 52-39. Outlet pass to the other end. Maybe a little push off from Rudy Lopez on Gibson guarding him, but Lopez has eight in the quarter now. 13 in the half and 17 for the game. 54-39. Down the lane, Denzel Jones up and in with a left hand. His first bucket of the game. And a 30-second timeout by Galesburg, down 54-41.
Well, and Mike Reynolds, after that last DeKalb basket, had both hands up in the air. I would guess asking whoever's supposed to be getting back wasn't back because they just threw the long touchdown pass. Gibson finally got there.
It's Lopez every time,
but
too.
He's just beating us down the court, and we are not catching on.
I wanted to kind of follow up on the thought you were giving earlier about Moline, in their defense, they did have to go on the road.
Right.
Galesburg got to come back home.
Right.
And in that game at Normal Community, Moline fell behind 18-4 at the end of the first quarter. Streaks got to come home.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And haven't even been so much as tied in this game tonight. Rock Island, meanwhile, fell behind to LaSalle Peru 21-18 at the end of the first quarter.
But that doesn't last.
Here's pressure in the backcourt. Streaks going for the steal. DeKalb now does finally get it across half court. They get it down low to Davis up and in.
It's game, set, and match when that guy gets the ball there. It's just a matter of whether you're going to foul him or not because he's going to get two.
Streaks are creating all kinds of havoc. DeKalb having a terrible time even getting it across midcourt. And then once they do, they're getting baskets. And now the Streaks juggling the ball, positioned down low along the baseline. The official initially indicated DeKalb was going to get the ball. Now he does send it back Galesburg's direction, and David Rollman, the head coach of the Barbs, wants an explanation. He thought his team was going to get the ball, as Galesburg did get a little quick-handed with it. But the Streaks are going to keep possession here. Ross will inbound to the right of his own basket. Looking into the corner, now looking out high, throws it out there to Grant Gibson. Fakes, drives, spin move in the lane, up at the right hand off the front of the rim, but a foul, and Grant gets two free throws. 3 minutes to go in the game, Streaks down 15.
Well, Grant will try to get to double figures with this trip to the free throw line. 8 points on the night.
Second foul on Ethan Conroy, 16 fouls on DeKalb.
This may have been, if you count the first free throw good, the last game against Alleman when he was single figures, last night and tonight, maybe the lowest scoring three-game stretch that Grant's had in memory.
Probably since his freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
Second free throw up and in. Well, there he does reach double figures. Five in the third quarter, five in the fourth quarter. 56-43. Full court pressure by the Streaks. Range and Jones in the backcourt, across midcourt to Davis. Uh-oh, they've got Conroy open. He passes it to Davis and then throws it behind Rudy Lopez, who's coming in from the left wing trying to go for the layup, and that's a 16th DeKalb turnover.
Well, that's one of those, if you're on the DeKalb bench, you're thinking, what in the world is Luke Davis doing throwing the ball out of the lane when he's got it right there? Man, just go right after it. Instead, he threw it to Dennis Jacobs, the front row of the Silver Streaks fans.
Moline ends up losing tonight 68-36. Here's Gibson down the right side of the lane. Bounce pass, good feed through the lane, and the shot rolls through for Denzel Jones. 56-45, Galesburg down 11. Bounce pass on the inbound to Conroy, who got to it right before Range did. J.J. going for the hand reach. And now they do turn it over. Intended pass for Davis. Ross steps in front, picks it off. Meeker for three. No. Rebound. Gibson put back is good. I think Davis is a little winded, Jim. He never got back to help out. Now here he is going for the layup. He missed it, but nobody there but Pollock for the rebound put back for DeKalb.
Oh, boy, Davis is down here, too. He got pushed into the bleachers, and the DeKalb fans are up unhappy.
Quick three by Ethan Meeker. Missed it. Grant Gibson with the offensive rebound, and he elbowed his man, and Davis is still down on his chest.
I heard him hit the pads. I did not see it, but the whole DeKalb bench and the few fans that they have here were pointing down that way, and they should have stopped action with him out of commission down here, and he's still down.
He's got his face in the right crook of his arm. And his left arm with the elbow on the floor and his hand into his back.
Right, except you heard him go in, but it was just enough underneath us that I didn't see what happened as the ball went the other way. Well, I hope he's all right.
And he's still in that same position. He hasn't moved. I mean, he's moving.
Hopefully it's wind. They don't seem to be tending to a leg or...
Now he rolls over onto his back and with a grimace on his face. And they're going to help him up. And he is holding that same spot in his lower back. The small of the back there. And he's a little game going off to the sideline. But the good news is he's up. And he immediately goes to the bench and sits down with a right hand stuck into that lower part of his back. And again, to recap, at the other end, Meeker missed a three. Grant Gibson got the offensive rebound and then was called for a charge, leaning into his man. So the Streaks are down 11 with a minute 59 to go in the game.
Streaks have continued to play hard. DeKalb's lost his composure a little bit here as the Streaks have put the pressure on.
In the backcourt, Aves, double team, gets it short of the front court. Now Conroy dribbles it across, and he'll back up near the DeKalb bench, bounces into the right side. Kitchen drives, and J.J. Range called, trying to cut him off along the baseline. First foul of the game on JJ. Stops the clock with a minute 48 to go. And Kitchen, probably not the guy the Streaks want to see at the free throw line. Showed a very nice free throw shooting stroke in his only two attempts in the first quarter. He has 15 for the game. And the first one up and in.
Yeah, it's, you know, we've seen teams come from 11 or 12 down in just under 2 minutes before. But
they need some help.
And it's tough to do it when the other team's the double bonus.
And making both free throws. Kitchen has now scored in every quarter. It's back up to a 14-point lead at 60-47. Down the lane, Gibson. Fouled. Took it strong to the basket down the right side. Somebody reached in and got him on the arm. So that's a seventh team foul on DeKalb. And with the frustrations they've had handling the ball, they haven't helped matters by fouling Galesburg so much here in the last couple of minutes. And that's quickly gotten Galesburg to the free throw line, which is not what David Rollman wants, a chance to cut into that deficit with the clock stop.
Yeah, I think what Galesburg's doing offensively lends itself to drawing a lot of fouls because we no longer are passing the ball around. It's just get the ball and power to the basket, and you're either going to get stripped of it, you get called for a charge, or get fouled, and Gibson has gotten fouled a number of times.
And now Denzel Jones with a little push in the backside of Rudy Lopez going for the steal on the inbound right at the end of that Galesburg bench. For Denzel, that's his third. And Lopez will shoot two free throws here. He's got 8 in the quarter, 17 for the game. 1:38 to go with the clock stop. 60-49 is the DeKalb lead. Again, they scored the first 4 points of the game. Galesburg's never been even tied in this game. They've trailed the entire way, and Lopez misses the first free throw. Prior to that miss, 4 for 5. They were 7 of 9 from the free throw line. Sorry, 7 for 8 from the free throw line. Prior to that miss, he makes a second one. They're now 8 for 10 as a team in the quarter. 12-point DeKalb lead. Ross into the backcourt. Works it up the left sideline. Into the left corner to Ethan Meeker. Yep. And he shuffled his feet before he got the dribble down on the floor. It's been a rough fourth quarter for Ethan Meeker.
Sure 0 has.
For 6. 0 for 4 from 3-point range. And 2 of the 3 Galesburg turnovers in this quarter belong to him. On the inbound, Range goes up high, and from the backside, over the top of Ethan Conroy. I thought JJ just batted it right back out of bounds, but they're going to say DeKalb touched it. So the Streaks get it back under their own basket. Meeker left wing. Top of the arc, Gibson. He's covered up, steps inside the arc, hits a 17-footer. Gibson with 11 in the quarter now, 16 for the game, 61-51. Gelsberg down 10, but a minute 15 to go in the game. And Denzel running Lopez up the far sideline out of bounds, gets called for his fourth foul.
Yeah, on the inbounds, Denzel got a hand on it, nearly poked it away, but then when that didn't happen, he had to just run alongside his man right in front of the scorer's table over there and finally bumped him and got the foul.
Rock Island outscores LaSalle Peru 18-8 in the second quarter. Rocks lead by 7 at halftime, and Lopez misses the first free throw again. 61-51, Galesburg down 10 with a minute 13 to go. Best case scenario, he misses one here, and the Streaks get a 3 at the other end. He missed it. And the rebound, Denzel Jones. So Galesburg could try to cut it to 7 here. Into the front court, down the right side of the lane. Gibson, man falls down. Grant up and in with a right hand off the glass. 61-53, Galesburg down 8. Full court press on the inbound. JJ gets a hand on the ball and again knocks it out of bounds. Off the DeKalb man. That's Conroy again the victim. And the Streaks force the 18th Barb's turnover. And now down with 57.6 seconds to go in the game. And this is good to see. Luke Davis is back on the floor, but he's running a little gingerly.
Well, what a great hustle play by J.J. Raines. He's been the difference maker here, and I think in getting us back into this, that and Grant Gibson scoring a ton of points here down the stretch.
Meeker gets it right back to Grant. Dawes a double team, forces it up and in with two defenders right on top of him. Gibson's made 5 straight shots, and the Streaks are down 6. J.J. again goes for the steal. Now the double team trap. A high up court pass and a wide open layup at the other end is missed. A miss by Dre Brown, uncontested. Rebound, Silver Streaks. Ross drives. Right corner, Gibson. Off the rim and bounces in. The Streaks are down 3. And Galesburg calls its final timeout with 26.9 seconds to go.
Wow.
If I hadn't seen it, I wouldn't believe it.
Yeah, this is the kid missing the layup on this and was just unbelievable. He was uncontested going in strong. Normally you think, well, you got the lead, pull it back out, but he is a wide open layup.
Yeah.
He couldn't pass that up and just a little bit too strong. And then that ball bounces around from Gibson. You don't get that bounce in the corner very often. Thing goes up off the rim, off the backboard, and down for the 3. And Grant has really come on strong here in this fourth. What's he got, like 20 points in the fourth quarter or something? It's just unbelievable.
18.
18 in the fourth quarter. And so the Streaks within 3. So, I guess now you try and figure out who's not the good foul shooter and just keep going with what you're doing. And this is almost miraculous to get within 3 the way things were just 2 minutes ago.
With the Silver Streaks down 17. Let's see, they have scored 9 straight. Well, they were down 13 at 60-47, so they've gone an 11-1 run there. You go all the way back to when they were down 19 at 52-33. They've scored 25 points since then. And they keep the full court pressure on, needing a turnover, and Meeker and Gibson with a little reach in on Rudy Lopez, who just missed 2 free throws a moment ago. When they were up 10, 25.4 seconds to go in the game. And whoever gets the foul is going to be his fourth.
It's the shades of over Metamora a few years ago.
I guess they called it on Meeker, so it's his third.
Although we didn't score this many points that fast in that one. It was a little more methodical second half comeback.
First free throw missed again. DeKalb makes 1 free throw here. It's a 2-possession game, but Lopez has missed 3 straight from the free throw line in 4 of his last 5. 61-58, Galesburg down 3. 25 seconds to go, second free throw good. 62-58. Now DeKalb puts a little token pressure on the ball to force Galesburg to pick it up sooner than they want. Gibson, right side, Meeker, drives, dishes. JJ on the wing, gives it back to Grant, fires a 3, off the mark, and the rebound, Pollock. For DeKalb. Streaks will have to foul quickly. Into the front court, Lopez drives past his man and takes it all the way for the layup. And a late foul called as they shoved Lopez going up for the basket. And that probably ought to do it now.
Yep. That miss, I thought, did it. And then when they came down and got the extra layup, that sealed the deal. 6 points and a free throw coming up.
Denzel just fouled out of the game.
Conroy will toe the line here. So great effort down the stretch for the Silver Streaks, but I'm sure Mike Reynolds will tell us when he comes up here, well, if we had played better early, we wouldn't have to play so hard late and come up short. But good effort by the kids to try and pull a miraculous win out of this thing.
Again, the Silver Streaks were down 3 at 31-28, 4:50 to go in the third quarter. From that point forward, they got outscored 12-5. Actually, 12-3. Gelsberg did get the last basket of the third quarter to cut the deficit to 10. First free throw was made on this end by Ethan Conroy, so the foul apparently was away from the ball. And then DeKalb scored the first 9 points of the fourth quarter to go up 19. Conroy misses the second. Gibson with a rebound. 4 seconds to go. Long three by Devin Ross is no good. Rebound batted around, and that's the end of the ball game. Streaks lose two straight, and they drop to 19-8 on the season. Big win for DeKalb, who improves to 11-13. 65-58 the final. Post-game show's coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, altogether better. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. My McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
He prefers spinach bisque over corn chowder. He loves to be photographed in front of Old Main. He prefers the WGIL button over bitcoins. He is the most interesting man in Galesburg.
I don't always button up, but when I do, I prefer the WGIL button.
Win some cash. Pick up the new green WGIL button at a participating sponsor. The Pet Shop, 2 doors down from Ducky's. Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street. And Stray Cat Art on Seminary Street.
And at the Knox County Health Department. On West Fremont.
Combine strong winds with icy conditions, and the winter storm recipe can produce downed power lines and outages. Get prepared now. Put together a winter weather kit to help keep everyone safe and warm during a winter storm emergency. Have extra blankets handy and stock up on water, flashlights, non-perishable food, essential medicines, and more. Find a complete list at safeelectricity.org. Sponsored by the Energy Education Council, with support from Ameren, Illinois.
You pick up your dry cleaning and discover they've burned several holes in your favorite white blouse. It now looks more like a burnt piece of toast or a tattered smock worn by a modern artist. You are not happy. But then you remember the latest amazing creation from McCafe. The new chocolate-covered strawberry frappe. The taste of a luscious chocolate-covered strawberry is enough to brighten any day, even this one. The new chocolate-covered strawberry frappe. Another way to love McCafe. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy with some snow tonight, lows of 14, cloudy with a chance of snow tomorrow, highs around 20. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows of 3 below, wind chill readings of 10 below to 20 below zero. Monday, sunny with highs of 10. Monday night, partly cloudy, lows of 10 below. And Tuesday, partly cloudy throughout the day with highs of 11, overnight lows of about 1. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 16 degrees. At Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Very disappointing loss for the Galesburg boys basketball team here tonight, falling to a sub-500 team on their home court, no less, for the Silver Streaks' only loss of the season prior to tonight. Was against a very good Limestone team all the way back in the Thanksgiving tournament in November. But here tonight, DeKalb led the entire way. Scored the first 4 points of the game. Galesburg was never even so much as tied in this game. Trailed by as many as 10 in the first quarter. It's really, Jim, very much a mirror image of kind of the way things were going last night up at Moline, except that DeKalb did a much better job of keeping Galesburg at arm's length. So that by the end of the third quarter, the Silver Streaks were actually farther behind at the end of the third quarter than they were at the end of the first quarter, whereas last night, They were so close to Moline that they actually hit a three-pointer at the beginning of the fourth quarter and took the lead. Instead, here tonight, Streaks just continued going backwards, ended up falling behind by 19, and despite a gallant effort in the fourth quarter to get back within three, just ran out of time and starting to run out of players by the end of the game, too, with Williams and Jones fouling out.
Sure, yeah. We lost Williams 30 seconds into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's right.
And DeKalb is – they're a lot like us. I mean, they got a little more size with the big kid Davis inside, but they got a couple of guys that can shoot the ball pretty well. They like to spread the floor. They like to get up and down, and they just did it a little better than we did tonight.
Sure did.
And played an outstanding stretch when we were struggling there in the third quarter. They not only were getting stops, but then they were getting breakouts and easy baskets and building that 19-point lead. And ultimately, they needed all of it by the time Grant Gibson especially went to work on offense, and they couldn't stop him once he got it rolling. He was just bowling his way inside there and having his way with them. But too little too late as DeKalb made a couple of big plays down the stretch that they finally needed after missing some key free throws. And the Silver Streaks, even though they played very hard to try and pull this thing out, DeKalb deserved to win this game.
Yeah,
and they did. They take home a good victory against a team that was 19-7, and as you mentioned, only lost one time on our home court. So I've got to think that Coach David Rollman and the few fans that made that long trip down here from DeKalb have to leave very, very happy with what they were able to accomplish tonight. And again, I was happy to see that Luke Davis III, who was the young man that was injured going into the pads here in the fourth quarter, was able to come back into the ball game at the end. He's got some back issues, but at least he was able to get back in there and play a little bit, which bodes well for him going forward.
And I know we'll get to all the final statistics here, the team numbers, the individual scoring, but one that jumps out to me, and we haven't had a chance to compare, so I may be a little bit off here, but I had DeKalb shooting 24 of 42 in this game.
Yes, 57% from the field.
And that's something Coach Mike Reynolds will certainly look at, because that is not – he's such a defensive-minded coach that he will not be satisfied at all with that number, nor will he be satisfied giving up 65 points.
Well, and I think with DeKalb getting that lead that they had – In the first half, they were shooting some perimeter shots, but outside of Kitchen hitting a three or two here in the third quarter when he was wide open, they didn't have to take a perimeter shot.
No, they took only two the entire second half, and both of those were in the third quarter. They made them both.
Yeah, and so from that point on, with that lead, they played very smart basketball. They were either getting fouled or getting the ball inside. So they just really did a nice job tonight and held us off, and they make the long trip back home with a hard-earned, well-deserved win for DeKalb.
So we go ahead and take a look at the post-game statistics brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Let's start off with the team numbers, Jim.
All right. We mentioned the shooting for DeKalb, 24 of 42 from the field, 57%. They were pretty consistent throughout. In fact, I had them at or above 50% every quarter. Meanwhile, the Silver Streaks, consistently not very good, could never put together more than two consecutive makes through the end of the third quarter. We never made more than two straight shots, and we did that on one, two, three, four occasions. But one of those runs that we've been known for here on our home court, it just can't happen when you don't get any better consistent shooting than that. Then in the fourth quarter, we did string together, hit three in a row there, the miss, and then made five straight, including a three-pointer in that rally to come back. Most of those were Grant Gibson.
Yep.
And the Streaks end up 9 of 20 from the field in the fourth quarter, end up 21 of 56 for the game at 37% after shooting just 25% in the first half. Rebounding total, we haven't had a chance to compare these numbers. I've got 26 for Galesburg.
Uh-huh.
And let's see, 26 for DeKalb, actually,
okay,
when I totaled it all up. And the turnovers, plenty of those tonight. Let's see, DeKalb had 7 in the fourth quarter, 20 for the game.
Yep.
Galesburg 3 in the fourth quarter, but a horrible third quarter of 8, so 18, I believe, on the game for the Silver Streaks.
Just adding up final numbers here. Let's go ahead and give you the rest of the team numbers, starting off with three-point shooting. We talked about DeKalb not needing to shoot really hardly any. Of note, in the second half, they finished 4 of 9 from behind the arc. Silver Streaks were 6 of 20. Galesburg, 10 of 12 from the free throw line. DeKalb, 13 of 20. Individual scoring will start off with the Barbs, who win it here tonight. 65-58, their 11th win of the season. They put three players in double figures. Rudy Lopez Jr. led the way with 21, Jace Kitchen with 17, and Luke Davis III with 11. Dre Brown and Michael Pollock each finished with 6. Patrick Aves with 3, all on fourth quarter free throws. And Ethan Conroy had a fourth quarter free throws for his only point of the night. Micah Fagerstrom played briefly but did not score tonight for the Silver Streaks. For Galesburg, Grant Gibson leads the way. In fact, his 18 points in the fourth quarter were enough to lead the Streaks in scoring tonight, but he finished with 23. Joe Williams fouled out of the game with 15, and Ethan Meeker also hit double figures with 11. Next up, Devin Ross with 5, Denzel Jones with 4. Logan Davis, J.J. Range, Eric Thompson, and Tyson Parks all did not score for the Silver Streaks tonight, who dropped to 19-8 with their second straight loss. This is the second time this year they have had a 6-game winning streak turn into a 2-game losing streak. The previous time was with 2 straight losses to end the Christmas tournament down at Taylorville when Galesburg had won 6 straight after 3 games down there. 65-58 the final. Take a timeout. Talk to Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, proud to be a part of Galesburg.
Hi, this is Mandy Balser with WGIL. Whether you went to prom with the right one or not, you can relive the memories or start again. It's United Way's Second Chance Prom, Saturday, March 8th at the KC Hall in Galesburg. Jam Sandwich rocks the hall from 8 to midnight. Get more info at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community.
Hi, I'm Jim Bohannon. Listen to my show every weekday night from 9 till midnight on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
I want to remind you we have Fighting Illini basketball at Penn State tomorrow afternoon here on WGIL at 2:45. Galesburg girls basketball against Moline Monday night at 6:40 in a makeup game there. Coach Mike Reynolds joins us now in our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Here's Jim Lee with Coach Reynolds.
Okay, well, a tough one tonight, Mike. We figured this postgame would be a tough discussion because losing on our home court is something we haven't done much this year. It's just the second time. Normally, we noted we really play well in the first quarter. We've really taken it to some teams in the first quarter. But this weekend, both last night and tonight, just haven't had it and dig ourselves a hole and then pretty tough to get out.
Wasn't very good. You know, we disappointed, I guess, is the right term. You know, I thought we'd have a blazing start, and we couldn't seem to get anything going.
You did have a great finish, obviously, and almost getting over the top in this thing with the aggressiveness, so you couldn't fault the hustle. But we thought DeKalb kind of beat us at our own game tonight. They were able to get that lead and then get out and get some quick transition opportunities, breaking Lopez down here and getting some cheap buckets, and that's the way they built that lead that you really couldn't overcome.
Yeah, I mean, they played, seemed to have more energy than we did, and I guess that falls on Coach Cheese and myself. I guess we didn't have our guys ready to play.
Well, you had mentioned that DeKalb was playing much better. You were impressed by what you'd seen compared to what they'd been doing earlier in the season. Was there anything different strategically that they did tonight that maybe you hadn't seen on film?
No. I mean, they did exactly what they showed on film. They threw the thing inside and spaced the floor with shooters you know, I guess we didn't have our guys prepared enough for that type of offense or defense.
In the fourth quarter, I mean, it kind of became a case where there really wasn't time to pass the ball around very much. You just pressured as much as you could. And Grant, who really had been struggling in offense the last two or three games, just really took it to him. Was there a point there where I guess when he made that three from the corner, we got within three, all of a sudden you're thinking, well, From being respectable, all of a sudden we could win this game. You came that close, and I guess that was a shock to us that you were able to come back from that deep. I guess that's the one thing you take from this is the hustle they displayed right down to the end. J.J. Range really came on and gave you a great boost, I thought.
Yeah, I thought J.J. played really well. You know, he had a lot of energy and a lot of bounce you know, he has an opportunity to bring that to the table, and this was certainly a game that favored him right there at the end.
You talked about having what you said Coach Cheeseman called the come to Jesus meeting with the team earlier today. What was the message to them in the locker room afterward? Because I know from your standpoint you didn't get the energy that you wanted from the guys tonight.
Well, I mean, we're frustrated, I think. You know, I don't know what what's happened here the last couple of days, but we'll go back and look at tape, and we've got some good ideas, and we'll get it figured out hopefully by next week.
And Joe gives you some really good scoring here tonight and good energy, but again, he struggles with foul problems. Fouled out 30 seconds into the fourth quarter, and when you don't go any deeper than we do against a good team, that really makes it difficult. Is there a way that you can rein in Joe and keep that energy and not get all the fouls?
Well, I hope. I think he's certainly not in midseason form with fouling, but they've called a little tighter. He's not quite as used to that, and hopefully we'll he'll figure it out. And he's got some tough luck calls. The charge was a kind of a tough luck deal, and the out there where I thought he had a jump ball two nights in a row there at half court. When you're all over the place, sometimes you end up with a tough break or two. And one of these days, hopefully the breaks will turn in his way, and he'll poke a couple out and get a couple run outs and get himself rolling.
With the personality of this team, do you go ahead and say, let's take Sunday off and come back on Monday, or do you pull them back in and say, we got to get back to it now?
No, we'll come in Monday. We can't. I know, we're out of our normal routine this week. Not practicing Tuesday, but that's certainly not an excuse. And the snow days and everything, I think that has a little sometimes to do with our focus. So, we've been in and out of school, and I know, so have some other teams, not the teams we played this week necessarily, but we didn't have our supreme focus as we needed to certainly this week, and going taking a tough road trip to Quincy, either we'll have it or we'll have the same feeling.
Yep, you'll go to war down there, no question. They'll be looking forward for a payback, and your guys will have a tough week of practice, I'm sure. Mike, thanks for coming up. I know it's a tough weekend, but I guess as they say, the character is built through the hard times, and this is probably one of the harder points of the season for you.
I hope. We'll soon find out if that works or not.
Our thanks, as always, to Mike Reynolds for joining us, regardless of the outcome, because sometimes it's just a lot tougher to answer questions on nights like this, and certainly compounded by what happened last night with a one-point loss at Moline. 65-58, DeKalb leads from start to finish in a victory over the Silver Streaks here at home tonight, and we'll wrap up the post-game show after this final timeout on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
65-58, DeKalb beats the Galesburg Silver Streaks here tonight at John Thiel Gymnasium. Second loss of the year for the Silver Streaks at home, and a disappointing one at that as well. They give DeKalb a lot of credit. They came in here and had a very good game plan, what appeared to be a very good game plan, because they really executed very well tonight and took the Silver Streaks out of the game. But yet, we still found a Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game tonight.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty obvious, both of us did, that the guy that gave us the energy we thought really fueled the comeback tonight was not a guy that put any points on the board to speak of, but boy, his energy came in. He made a couple of steals and ignited the crowd too, and the crowd was sitting on his hands looking for something to cheer about. JJ ranged, made some great plays along the sideline, the baseline, stealing the ball, creating havoc for DeKalb and making it tough for them to keep possession of the ball, and for his defensive efforts tonight and his energy off the bench. We loved what Grant Gibson did in scoring. He would be the second choice tonight.
Absolutely,
because
all
those points in the fourth quarter allowed us to come back. But really, even before that, it was the energy of range that I think really brought this team back up to where they had a little life.
Yeah, 18 of Galesburg's 25 points belonged to Grant Gibson there in the fourth quarter on 6 of 10 shooting, 2 of 4 from behind the arc, and 4 of 4 from the free throw line. But J.J. Range gets our nod because he was an energetic lift on a night when the Silver Streaks as a whole just didn't really seem to have a whole lot of energy. They better fix that before next Friday night.
We knew this was going to be a tough stretch. The road battle at Moline, I would guess we're probably headed to another down-to-the-wire finish at Quincy on Friday night. And then you turn around, you got some... outfit called Rock Island coming in the following Friday. And so you're going to be ready for postseason play when you got those guys. And East Moline's not going to be a soft touch, it doesn't sound like, if they've got this new player in there when we finish the final Friday of the season. So plenty of tests await the Silver Streaks, and I think they'll bounce back.
Silver Streaks now 19-8 after their second straight loss. DeKalb improves to 11-13. Gelsberg sophomores do win tonight 48-43. Again, don't forget Fighting Illini basketball tomorrow against Penn State at 2:45 for the pregame, and Gelsberg girls basketball in a makeup game with Moline Monday night at 6:40 with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. Our thanks to Nick Simpson at the downtown studios. For Nick, for Jim Lee, our thanks to you for being with us as well. We'll be back with you again next Friday night from Quincy. Good night from John Thiel Gymnasium.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.